Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe with your host, Robin Misevich. Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about health, wellness, happiness, personal growth, spirituality, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
Well, hey, everyone. I want to welcome you to the Transformation Cafe. I'm your host, Robin Misevich. And tonight we're going to be talking a little bit about going back. You know, it's here for, in this episode, we were about 15 days into the new year, 2017. And gosh, my co-host and partner in crime. Is that officially what they say, don't they? partner in crime. Yeah, you know, along with me here tonight. We were like, what? What are we talking about? But anyway, so we're going to be talking about.
The problem is we don't have bail money. So being a partner in crime, I think that's somebody should have bail money.
We are not in a good place. Anyway, it's we're talking about fun and easy ways to be envisioning for yourself, setting goals, and really getting rid of the whole concept of these New Year's resolutions, because I think over and over again, every year they just say that they really don't work and really want to just come from a new perspective with all that. So, and Amy is really going to be our host walking through all these good things. As, you know, she's has a degree in spiritual psychology, and she's just a magnificent facilitator when it comes to being able to help people just really being able to embrace their passions and really working through just any kind of habits they want to let go to. So I just wanted to, you know, we'll step into that and we'll click on to see where the conversation with leads us. So, Amy, where do you want to start?
Thank you for that. That was really wonderful. I take that. And also the other part of me is the MBA, the Master's in Business. And so there's a part of me that goes, let's vision and let's dream and la, la, la. And the other part goes, and let's have some deadlines and let's have some action steps. We're going to see a little bit about that tonight. You and I have been talking about this, and so it came to me at the 12th hour. Unfortunately, I pulled up something that I originally did 11 years ago. So and Andrew will see that. You'll see it, too. I just sent you an email, but I'm going to walk you through it. So the problem with why we named this New Year's resolutions with a question mark is people, you know, set these wonderful resolutions, and the problem is they're too far out there. It is more demotivating than motivating. So let me give you my master's in spiritual psychology. One of the things that they did up front was we took a workshop and how to a weekend workshop before we started our master's. And how to set your objectives and how to finish them, kind of like project management, which I love that stuff, and I eat that up with a spoon. So what they did is they had us, there were three buckets. One was 3 feet away, one was 6 feet away, one was 9 feet away. And this was a real thing that we did, and we were given balls. And first off, they said, okay, imagine the goal is I want to lose weight. And they threw the ball all the way across the room, not even at a bucket. It's like, well, what does that lose weight? What does that mean? How does, you know, that's not really a goal. And so then they say, okay, what would be a 9-foot goal? Well, first off, what they did, so we took the balls and we threw them at the buckets, and you would get 5 balls, and whoever got the most points, whatever, would win. And invariably, the people who went for the 3-foot toss ended up winning more. Because the odds were if you threw it at the 9, you weren't going to hit it, and you might luck out and hit the 3 at the 6-foot. But if you consistently aimed at the 3-foot toss, you would get it, and you'd only get 3 points, but you'd get many more of them. So that was a significant, you know, learning for me was, again, that next step. So you and I have this conversation all the time. What's the goal? What's your next step? What's your next step? What's your next step? And a good friend of ours, we love her dearly, she texted me the other day and said, I have my goal or my motto for this year is make a bigger vision. And I was like, well, that's really good, but when I see too many people making bigger visions, How about you kind of back up, make a vision, and I'm not all about dreaming big, you know that, but you also have to put the action steps with those. So anything that comes to you about that, Robin?
Oh, gosh. Well, we had talked a little bit about on our last episode with Katie Fitzgerald, we were talking about food and really looking at that for goal setting. And just like you're saying, I think it's so important for you just to be making some baby steps all the time. And I mean, I don't know if it's, you know, being in business and going through all these different business classes and all this different kinds of stuff when it comes to, and I don't know if it's even, you know, just when it comes to being successful, just, you know, you always have to define, you know, what is your success, but yet there's parts of us, at least for me, it's just like, well, you know, what's a success look like? And it should look like this or that. And it's those expectations that aren't necessarily you, but something that's more society driven. You know what I mean? When it comes to stuff like that. So Katie did a really good job last week talking on just kind of a foods perspective of being able to do that when it comes to sense of goals and what do I really want and how could I, like you're saying, you know, it's that next baby step. It's like, let me break this down into real doable, chewable ways that I can literally do that. Well, you know, chewable being food, you know, since we talked about that last week, but even just having different things that we're working on. I know for me, you've been really a great teacher for me in being able to take a project because, you know, here I'm a florist with Flowers for You in Riverside, California. And, you know, whether it's a wedding or just some kind of an event, being able to break that down into its most minute, you know, steps of like, you know, what does it take for all the different ingredients to put that together and then have it be the bigger product. So I think it's really important, just like whether it's a product or it's just different things we want to have happening, you know, moving that into a place that they can feel doable. I think that's one reason why New Year's resolutions just don't work. People just can feel overwhelmed, and after a few days, they just want to throw up their hands and just say, I can't do this. It doesn't feel like it's even doable. Because like you said, you know, they make it bigger and better. It isn't helpful.
So let's kind of, you don't have the handout because I didn't think of it until the last minute. So I'll just kind of walk you through. So you and I have played this game before. So first off, it's about, and plus with other work that we've done, Dreaming Big, and you know some of the virtual workshops or book clubs that we've done over the last year, you can go back to those and use those. So I'm going to toss this out yet, yeah, you, and we'll just kind of play with it. So what I like to do with people is have them spend some time writing down what their goals, what they want to accomplish in 2017. But first off, what I'll ask them is, what are things that you know you can do? So just kind of off the top of your head, Robin, what is something that you know that you can do in 2017?
I know I can, like with my business, knowing all the different events and holidays and stuff that are coming up, break all those things down into, like what I was talking about, chewable ways of making it bite-sized so I can have all these things organized ahead of time and make them very effective. I think my big challenge, you know, just like I talked about a couple of years ago, is just really coming to a very a different goal. You know, I've done it before, so I know I can do it, is, you know, eating better and really getting into an exercise program again. So I think that's one thing that I want to make sure that I do this year. And, you know, what does that do? It's like making the self-care time that I would actually be going to work out or making sure I'm walking and getting the different exercise stuff that I need.
And one way, so you should start locking those things in, and we're gonna move out a little bit more to expanding even to a little bit bigger. But one of the things that you and I do, we have three other women that we admire. They're really great business women, and they're great people. And on Thursdays, for an hour, we're all scattered all over the place. One of them's in Canada. That we meet and we start. How are you with your goals over the last year, and what is it that you want to, you know, this last week, because we'll talk weekly, and then what is it that you want to do this coming week? And so then we kind of look at it personally and professionally, and you know you have that person. Certainly we can text, email them, or call them during the week, but knowing that you it just doesn't seem to happen if you don't have things scheduled. So the fact that we know that on Thursday mornings at 8:30 we're going to be talking, that kind of gives me some peace. And it helps me to look at things from a different perspective with other, these happen to be women that I admire and that I know will support me.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, and it's being able to come from that very authentic place, too, because, I mean, you know, when you've got people that you're they're going to show up, they're going to be there for you, you can have really these great conversations where you can be just giving your ideas out to somebody in a way that they know that you're just, you know, looking out for their best like they're looking out for your best. So just think that's so priceless, does that, you know, knowing that you've got that kind of a person that can make hold you accountable and also challenge you and celebrate you. Those are all different things that are just really wonderful components that, you know, if you can count on that on a regular basis, boy, it's just magic for everybody.
Well, and I think a lot of with the group that we have, it's also about maybe you want to take a little more time for yourself. Maybe you want to slow down instead of being held accountable, because we're all so darn accountability minded that sometimes we need support saying, you know what, it's okay to slack a bit.
Yeah, just being easy with yourself. And, you know, like we were saying, you know, making things that feel doable, that's so important. You know, very,
and
very
you
important.
And you and I had talked earlier today, and that when the subject of kindness came up. And I think kindness is a really important thing to do, you know, the random acts of kindness in the world. Or I like doing conscious acts of kindness. And I want to support others in doing more of that. And what if I believe kindness starts with self. And I think that's one thing that we really want to support people in doing is really being kind to yourself. Certainly set objectives, set goals, create action steps, and take action. And within that, how kind can I be to myself today? I think that's, even though I've got a heck of a lot of work to do, how can I be kind to myself? And the kinder you are to yourself, I believe the kinder you are to others.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. Because, I mean, you know, one of the aspects of what I wanted to talk to you about tonight is, you know, in goal setting, you know, you always think about health. You always think about the different passions and things that you want to be seeking to do for your life. But also, you know, just in relationships, so important to be looking at that. And, boy, you know, self-love and self-care, like you're saying, it's so important that you have that in a place where you can, you know, just really seek to be putting yourself, you know, into a positive environment, positive people, and a positive environments with yourself. So it's like I'm seeking, you know, within myself and then externally, but also having it in that place where, you know, if like I'm easy with myself, I can be easy with others. So, you know, it's something that just really can be it matches me in just all the different areas of my life. Very, very important.
And it's finding that balance between being accountable and making sure that you're not just procrastinating and being kind. And sometimes it feels, you know, procrastination can feel like, oh, I'm just being kind to myself. You know what I mean? So you need to understand yourself and have other people who understand you so they can say, okay, you're telling me that you're just being self-care-ish right now, but you're really procrastinating.
Yeah, you're being a lazy butt.
It's not necessarily a bad thing, but then you don't get to complain because you didn't accomplish X, Y, and Z, right, because you didn't put in the hours you did. So,
right.
So, maybe you can have it that way with other people, but you're not going to have that with me. You know, that's true.
And I think that's, you know, that's important when you always have that, you know, we've talked about this before on the show, too, where you really have that inner circle of maybe two or three people that hold you accountable, you hold them accountable, and then it's just like rings, you know, like on an onion or whatever. It's this, you know, an external level
onion
of that
ring?
Much, you know. Well, deep fried, and it's always good. You know, a little bit of dipping going on there. It's good. This is a Transformation Cafe. We do have appetizers. So, anyway, it really can just, like, help you to have, it like, a touchstone. Because it's always, you know, that I think the one thing that I've also learned with this show is, you know, the only person you can, you know, you really can only be responsible for yourself when it comes to those things, and then being able just to share with others, you know, where you are with something, and being able to have that where just inviting the conversation to see what that can have. And I think that's with our last book with the Cafe Book Club with Codependent No More, that just was just something that Melody over and over again really talked about. You know, it's taking responsibility for where I am and what I need, and then being able to, you know, look at that from a bigger perspective.
You know, and I think that's good for my No, I Can. For this year is doing the Codependent No More daily practice, and I'm going to do my best to do it every day. It's really simple and easy, and the book is small enough that I can take it. So that's the No I Can do, And I think that that's a very good bit by bit by bit. And so I want to move now to the no I can do. So moving a little further out, stretching a little bit, maybe I can do. So I'll give you a second to kind of be with that. So what is your, unless that immediately comes to you, what's a maybe I can do for you this year? Do you have one that comes to you?
Well, one of the things that I wanted to do last year was I've really have just been seeking. I've had such a passion since we did Big Magic with Elizabeth Gilbert last year. Boy, I just, you know, just the hunger for people to have places where they can be creative and being able to have, like, these places where it has an invitation to, you know, just be able to explore, you know, what that would look like. I really would think it would be great to be creating that kind of an environment for people to be able to have those kinds of things and inviting local artisans to come in and have different classes and for people just to kind of play with the idea of, you know, what would it be like if I tried to paint or if I tried to do jewelry or if I tried to, you know, just an endless number of different kinds of activities and just things that can stretch you just a little bit in ways that you have never done before. I think that's just something that I'd love to have as a creative venue for that, for people to come and just explore who they are and what they like and don't like. And you sometimes you don't know until you get into it and be able to just play with it for a little bit.
That's cool. So that's kind of the stretch for you this year would be you creating those, maybe scheduling those. I mean, what do you have a little bit more of a concrete what that would look like?
Yeah, just creating the room for people to come and do that. And I'm already really just reaching out to the community and friends and different people that I know that are already interested in, you know, just being able to make themselves available to make some basic classes available for people. Carolyn Ortman, she's been on the show, and we talked about doing some stuff where we actually would have even, you know, maybe an artist way or something like that, or even working with Big Magic and have it where we could have discussion groups about, you know, using that as basically a touchstone for other things they want to be creating in their life and using that as a way of being able to understand themselves in a different way in the way they will create or not create. So just being able to understand yourself and being able to have that as something that helps you to expand your creativity. So you can feel safe. You know, a lot of it's safety and a lot of it's, you know, having other people to encourage you to just step out of your comfort zones. So it's getting out of those comfort zones and some of the belief systems that you might have had within yourself or in your family or community that talk about, you know, what creativity is. And that doesn't necessarily mean you're a writer or a painter or, you know, something else. It's just everybody has their own way that they're creative in life. That's one thing I really appreciate about, you know, doing the Artist Way with Julia Cameron. It's something she's been doing probably for over 30 years, and it's always about, you know, just the way that you just feel you want to be expressing yourself and having that be done in a creative way.
Very cool. So I think for me, with the maybe I can, is having a consistent workout plan and healthy eating plan, which that's a maybe because it's I can't quite believe that I can do that. Katie Fitzgerald is my health coach, and she and I are meeting weekly, and I'm working with her, but I'm also it's my responsibility to tell her, you know, that's further than I can go, and it's up to me to tell her when she's telling me to do something that I know there's no way I'm going to do, and so it takes courage on my part to say, you know what, that sounds good, but I need something a little bit easier for me this week. I am not ready to go that far.
Mm-hmm.
So, for instance, she's like, oh, you can have smoothies every day. And I'm like, okay, I'm open to that, but I doubt if I'm going to do it every day. So it might be something I could commit to maybe two or three times a week, but being realistic with myself and knowing and pushing myself at the same time. So I say there's that balance between feeling safe and pushing. So that's the maybe I can do. So are you ready? We're going to take it one step further. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Then our outrageous, though, we're going to say what's your outrageous goal for 2017. I think you and I, our outrageous goals tend to be probably a little further out than most other people's on a normal basis. Even our regular goals, I think, are outrageous.
Well, I could say an outrageous goal would be me in a bikini in Hawaii, but I mean, you know, hey.
That's
pretty outrageous. But another outrageous one would be for me to start, instead of just having it be we're doing a podcast, we actually would be doing video. So So that's another outrageous one for me. It's just starting doing, we actually do, you know, a video conversation. So I'm really seeing that for the end of the year, but yet there's a gap between talking about it and actually learning it and doing it and things like that. So I've actually looked into a few people who started out on radio and then moved into having, you know, video and things like that. And just the things that you need to know and work it through it. So, you know, be looking for that where we actually will be doing, you know, Skype conversations and having it where you guys can be watching us at the same time.
Oh, that's cool. That's not, the, you know, that unusual today. So, but for us it is,
yeah.
Certainly.
Yeah. Yeah, for us it is. So for me, it's definitely something. But like I said, it's just learning new systems and having it to where we can have some kind of an in-home studio and stuff like that that works with it. And it's just seeing things that are in the plans for this year. So that's exciting to know that's something we're going to be moving into.
So I guess for me, the outrageous would be really being really great at social media.
Yeah, well, there you go. Same thing, yeah, moving into that whole thing, so.
Yeah, well, it's the same but different. You know, for me, you know, in the video thing, that's cool, but then the social media after that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I know enough. It's like, you know, my husband and I are famous.
You know enough
with
to be dangerous.
we're like monkeys with a football. We're using it probably not for what it was intended for.
And that could be totally entertaining. So, you know.
Well, it's really interesting. And my friend Kay Gelly, who wrote Leading from the Heart and Alchemy of Fear and The Game of Life, which she's going to republish. It's one of my favorite books. You have a copy. You get a copy. Because it really is a way to live your life. She is going to be republishing that anytime. And as a matter of fact, I talked to her about being on the show sometime in the future, and she's very excited about that. But the thing that is so funny, I mean, she's certainly one of my mentors and somebody that I respect really highly. Again, I'm like a monkey with a football with Twitter, and she's had a blog, you know, in your heart for quite a while, and I will throw it on Twitter, and she gets more viewers when I do that. So this last week she said, "How do you do that? Teach me how." And I'm like, "Oh, honey, are you in trouble? I really don't know what I'm doing, but we can learn together." So that's going to be helpful that she wants to learn that, and we'll learn that together and or, you know, whatever. We may find a social media person that can step forward for us too. We don't necessarily have to learn everything that we need to know for our goals.
Right. And that's something that you need to realize too, that when it comes to goal setting, it isn't necessarily everything just on a personal level. You have to know when you have to be able to delegate it out to somebody or find like a support group would be somebody where it's just the one-on-one. It could be people you can have them taking on those different duties and things like that, that they can free you up to be able to do things that you're really good at and they're really good at. So it works out good for everybody. So that's something that's part of self-care is being able to let go of those things that really, you know, aren't your forte. So it works out really good for everybody.
Well, and not even, you know, one of the things you had talked about earlier, which is something, it's basically project management, and that's life management, really. It's like, what is it? What's the objective? I like to call it the Oates method. O is what's the objective? And the A is what are the activities that it's going to take to do that objective? Like, you know, for an event, you're going to have to get the flowers. You're going to have to, you know, so you have to drive in the, or getting somebody to bring the flowers to you and all, you know, all the different parts of what that event would be. And then the T is for write down the time. What I like to do is post-its. I'm kind of old school. Here's the objective. Maybe on top of a whiteboard, right? And write, here's the objective. And then take post-its and put down, these are all the steps that have to happen. And then when you're doing that, have you ever done this, Robin?
I have, and I think it's really, really effective to break it down like that where you actually can play with it. Because sometimes when you write it down, you kind of get stuck in having it being a certain sequence. But when you put it on a post-it, it really can free you up just to see what the possibilities would be. So I think that's a great way of being able to move things around and be able to see it from a different way.
And as you're doing that, you may go, you know what, I'm doing the same thing twice in two different spaces that I don't need to. Or, I left out a space, right? I needed to get the, you know, whatever, this thing that I need, and I don't have it. And by lying all that out, you start realizing, these are the activities, and these are the things I need to have to do those activities. So
So, and I love the having the post-its because, like you said, you can move them around, you can take them out, you can add more, and you don't. It saves a lot of energy. You know, you certainly can do. There's computer programs and all that, but I'm very kinesthetic, and I think that's important too to know your learning style, which is a whole other show. You know, you need to know how you learn. And for me, being very kinesthetic and visual, I need to see it, and I need to be able to move it around and touch it and do role-playing and those kind of things.
Yeah, I think that's something that people are really getting back to that, you know, everybody felt, well, you know, let me just put it on the computer and have it go that direction. But I think there's really something to be said for being able to just, you know, figure out what works for you. And sometimes, you know, it's a post-it or it's a drawing or it's just, you know, getting yourself back involved in it when you're actually using your body as opposed to just, you know, typing it and using something on a screen. Because, you know, when you connect to your whole self, it's just like when you're journaling. I've heard it, you know, said that, you know, when you journal, you use your whole body because the arm is moving and everything is moving in a real rhythmic way with itself. So that's the same thing when it's coming to these plannings and stuff like that. So, because, like, one of the things I really wanted to have tonight is, like, you know, what's a fun, easy way of being able to do these things? Part of it could just be, you know, kind of going back to that old saying, you know, everything I needed to know I learned in kindergarten. You know, what did they do? You know, they were with construction paper and using, you know, silly putty and all these different things that really connected us, you know, kinesthetically with just all the different things that are happening. So it's just kind of allow yourself to be able to play with that in a way that where you're making it physical and being able to have it, you know, things meaning other things and just kind of create things on a symbolic way that work for you. Is there something else that you can think of, Amy, that just, like you said, or maybe it's, you know, put those baskets out there and then have different things where you have pieces of paper you fold up and then you just try to go ahead and hit the buckets and see what works for you when it comes to, like, you know, do I have it at a, you know, a 3-pointer or do I want to try to make it a 15-pointer and can I get it in, you know, that kind of thing. And maybe that's a way of being able to play with yourself and also giving yourself just a perspective of, you know, what's really what I want and being able to put that effort in just in a simple way that you'd be able to carry it out through the rest of the year or however long it's going to take you to get something.
Yeah, let me kind of finish up with the oats and then, yeah, we'll come back to that. So oats is what is the objective, what are the activities, lining those out, and then the T is the time. How much time does it actually take? And I know for a lot of people, you know, that they overestimate or maybe underestimate the time or the travel, those kinds of things. That is really important. So you want to be putting those on once you lock in those activities so you know how much wiggle room you have. And then the S is schedule it. Get it on the calendar. So you know that I have, you know, I have this wedding on Saturday. I have to get the flowers by whatever, Friday or whatever it is.
Wednesday.
So
Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, you know, and with your expertise, you know those things. Other people may not know. So if it's a new activity, you're going to be learning as you're going and as you're learning, you know, really taking good notes. So something that I want to throw out that I think is a really fun thing is having an idea party. So that might be something. So you've got an idea about whatever your maybe goal or your outrageous goal, and you like your, let's go back to the art groups or the how-to groups at the flower shop. So one thing that we could do next time I'm out there maybe is have an idea party, and so you gather a bunch of people that you trust and that we can have people like, all right, how do you actually manifest that idea? How do you market that idea? How do you get to the clients? How do you, you know, actually make money doing this? And so you know, that way you don't have to do everything by yourself, and you can literally have an idea party. And the price of admission is you have to come to the idea party where it's my idea.
Mm-hmm.
So you take turns supporting each other, and that's the price is I'm going to help you next time, paying it forward in a way, if you want. So that way you may start out with idea, and by the time you walk away, you're like, you know what, that really wasn't it. But this, I'm really going to put my time, money, and energy on this idea that came out of all these amazing people together in this room. So, you know, and you'll have these tools to help you. I want you to spend some time thinking about what is some things you know you can do, maybe you can do an outrageous, and get an idea party together and then pick one of them and really go for it.
Yeah, I just really wanted, it's like when you said that, I thought of Pictionary. That kind of thing when people get together to do the drawing and things like that. That would be kind of a fun way to start, you know, drawing things up the wall. They have these big, huge post-its that you can get that you can literally put on your wall. And, boy, I just love using those.
Oh, yeah,
they're such
a
great tool to be able to kind of just do doing doodle or you get an idea and start putting them all over the wall so people can continue to see all those different things. So, you know, go to the office supply store and see some of the new things that are out there for people to be able to be doing some things where they're keeping records and posting things and stuff like that, because it can stimulate you along with, you know, having just different things around so people can play and have it where, you know, it's a fun activity and it's everybody is, you know, you just get that synergy going after a while with all that stuff. So would love to hear from anybody at the transformation-cafe.com. You know, switch over to there. Go ahead and leave any of your comments, ideas. You know, what have you found that's a really easy thing and fun thing that you like to do for goal setting? You know, it could be creating vision boards. It could be, you know, doing a bunch of post-its on the wall. One of the great stories that Melody Beatty had when we were going through Codependent No More was she had an empty house, and she just started drawing on the walls, and she basically drew this big mind map of what she wanted to be creating for the next 5 years. And, you know, they were going to paint it over, but, you know, she had it up on the wall for a while, and they had just the funnest time being able to use that as just this big, big board for herself where she could go ahead and draw stuff. So it's really unlimited when you just allow yourself to just, you know, kind of feel like you're breaking the rules a little bit, but, you know, not hurting anybody, and just being able to be creative. So any last words, Aim?
Go for it. Go for it.
Go for it. There you go. You got permission. Amy's giving you the green light. Go for it. Because, I mean, if you're not really meant to have it, it won't happen. But, you know, why limit yourself on anything that you want to be creating? You know, put it out there. Have your bucket list of just things you want to be creating. I know Amy and Ross have had all these things that they wanted to plan for the future. And, boy, they did a whole bunch last year. Once he got ill, he made his list, and he looked at all the things he wanted in his life. And, you know, he's had some of those come true. So, you know, it's just something that, you know, you start making it more of a priority, and it's amazing when you keep that journal and write all those things down, how things just start having a synergy of their own and start coming in to showing you that they're on the peripheral, and pretty soon they're right there in front of you and you're having them happen. So it can work out really well. So, well, thank you, Miss Amy. As always, a wonderful conversation.
Thank you. We're on it. Let's go.
All right. Look forward to all you guys with your goal setting, and we'll see you next year at the Transformation Cafe. Have a great week.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again next time at the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul.